Once again, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, who are keenly aware that dogs have owners and cats have staff.
This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, we have with us as a guest on the line, Erica Ward, who is another one of the Chief VetaVisit Co-Coordinators, and she happens to be semi-local. She is from Fowlerville. Welcome to the show, Erica.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you with us. So for VetaVisit, is this your first time being involved with the actual planning of the event?
Oh, no. I helped with the planning last year as well. I was one of the junior coordinators, and then I also helped all through undergrad as a pre-vet student, helping with the different areas. So I've a little bit more experience, and then I also came as a child coming from Fowlerville, which isn't too far away.
Nope.
And have seen a lot throughout the years. So.
What do you remember when you were a kid?
My favorite thing, I think every year I just love to go milk the cow, and that was one of my favorite things. And there's so many different things, and then they had a painted horse, which we still have now, and I just thought that was so cool. And the treadmill and all sorts of the, I kind of like the large animal stuff more myself, but we have some really great exhibits now that I think all kids would love.
So. Have you been able to contribute a little bit more just from the enthusiasm of being a child when you looked at this whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I get so passionate about it, just planning it and doing everything. I love it.
When did you just think, as you're growing up, that you wanted to be a vet, and when did you think you wanted to go to MSU?
I can't remember a time that I did not want to be a vet. I remember in fifth grade, we had to write a paper about what we wanted to be when we grew up, and we had to have a backup plan, and I did not have a backup plan. That was all the way. And I always wanted to go to Michigan State because it was local, and we have one of the best vet schools in the country, and that's just where I wanted to go, and everything ended up working out. So
interesting. And Erica, you say you like larger animals. What kind of veterinary medicine do you see yourself practicing after you graduate?
I think I want to be an equine vet. I still want to keep my mind open to all the possibilities that are out there, but I am really passionate about horses, and I hope to always have them in my life, and that's, I think I'd be really happy practicing equine medicine.
Tell us about your first horse ownership.
I didn't have a horse of my own, but I leased one for a very long time. When I turned 17, I saved up enough money and bought a horse without telling my parents. instead of a car, I had a horse and just kept it at my friend's house, and I've had him ever since.
You didn't happen to ride that to the prom or anything?
No, no. In Fowlerville, we ride our tractors.
Oh, pardon me. I should have known. Yeah.
Interesting. And what is it that motivated you to buy that horse? What were you thinking at the time when you did?
I just really wanted him. the horse that I was riding stopped being for lease, and I wanted to continue to ride. And my friend had just bought a horse with her parents' permission, and I just was motivated to get a horse all of my own. So I got up the money and did it.
So talking to the parents that are out there, maybe still sitting on the sofa and yet having a child around the house, what can you do to convince them to get out in their car and come right on over?
Oh, there's so much to see here. You will not regret it. There's so many things to do. Kids of all ages will enjoy it.
You can
milk a cow, touch a snake, work an endoscope. You can have your injured stuffed animal fixed by a student doctor and even peek inside the stomach of a live cow.
That's awesome, awesome. Now, we always hear about vet school and how absolutely difficult it is, and sometimes we're a little intimidated. Tell us about your journey. Has it been harder or more or easier than what you expected?
I think it was a little bit harder than I expected, but I think it's all worth it, and it takes a little bit of time to adjust to the amount of studying that has to be done, but it's all worth it, and we're reminded every day, especially with events like this, that VetaVisit that helps show our passion and our emotions towards our field.
And certainly a devotion to animals. That's fantastic.
Yes, absolutely.
And Erica, when it comes to caring for a horse, I mean, there's a lot of expense involved with it. When you went and got your horse at 17, I guess I'm still fascinated by that. Was it very costly for you to maintain? And how did you come up with the money to do that? Did you work a lot?
Yes, I actually worked at a vet clinic all through high school, and I taught lessons, and that kind of helped pay for my horse, and I just have done that all along, and luckily I haven't had too many serious incidences that have cost a lot of money, and I keep them at a friend's house, so I don't have to pay board.
Okay.
And so that takes down a lot of costs. But it is definitely something with any pet that you have to understand that things do come up, and you have to be prepared to pay the price if there's an illness that comes up, or just have a plan of what to do.
It sure seems odd that the side benefit of actually having a passionate love for animals is a strong work ethic. That's interesting. That's excellent, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and in terms of, Erica, when it comes to giving lessons, is that something that you still do at this point in time?
Yes, I do. I love it so much, I couldn't give it up. So I travel out every weekend in Howell, and I give lessons to kids of all ages from 3 to 30. So, and I do that all through the year. And then in the summer, I am a director of a farm camp for kids out in Howell.
And you don't stop.
Nope, I don't.
I can tell, even in your voice.
Interesting. And can you trace back where this passion came from? I mean, you said in fifth grade you already knew it, but are your parents very big animal people?
I think I moved out to Flavreau when I was 4, and actually before that I was deathly afraid of all types of animals. And my parents put me in a farm camp in Howell, and I came around and fell in love with all the animals there at the farm, and just I worked there all through high school and junior high, and just it became such a big part of my life, and I grew so passionate for the animals, and I loved sharing what I knew with others, with the kids and their parents. So that was the biggest thing for me.
And as you're talking to kids today, what advice would you give them regarding animals, and how do you spark the passion that you've completely developed? How do you create that in others?
I think when they just see the things that are so amazing, I think they just get that passion themselves, and if the more they're exposed to different things, especially something like this, that vet visit where they can interact with vet students and faculty and see all sorts of animals and do that kind of thing, that's kind of where it all begins. And then as they continue to grow, if they can just hold on to that and just their passion for animals and for science grows, and, you know, they go through high school and then go to college, and I encourage those people in college to get involved with the pre-vet program. It really helps open a lot of doors. It really helped me along the way. And, you know, just keep growing along that path. So.
And how much did you gain from working at the veterinarian in high school?
Oh, I gained so much from that, too. I think that's a great idea. And even if you can't get a job somewhere, it's really good to volunteer. I did a lot of volunteer work where I just shadow vets and follow them around and tried to get a lot of experience in different areas, because I still am not 100% sure what I want to do. But especially back then, I had no idea. I could be small animal, I could be large animal, pigs, cows, whatever. I loved everything. So I think getting all that experience and finding out what you like and what you don't like. And there's also a lot of opportunities available to veterinarians that aren't the traditional ones, like going into research and stuff. I did a little bit of research with fish here on campus. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you've now hit Rick Pruse's pressure yeah. point, because that's what he loves too.
Absolutely.
So we actually have a veterinarian that works in our quarantine area or acclimation area, and we commonly have volunteers that come in and they want to learn about fish medicine, and it's hard to find somebody that actually exercises or practices fish medicine, and that's been a real blessing for us, and it's something that's really fun to watch volunteers actually kind of just geek over, and I'm like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, I think everyone has their little niche that they like to follow. We have a couple in our class that are aquatic.
Yeah, we have them visit our store on a regular basis.
Yep, I used to be one of them, too.
Okay.
Well, Erica, talk to as many people as you can, because your enthusiasm is contagious.
Oh, thanks.
We've been talking this morning with Erica Ward, who is a second-year vet student and chief vet of visit co-coordinator. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Erica.
Thank
we
you
really
so much
appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. And Rick, all I can say is that if you aren't excited about Vet a Visit and you aren't there right now, you need to get in your car and drive to Michigan State, because this is as good of an event as there is. So on behalf of our producers, Mark Price and Holly Rotter, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week. And please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
Hey.